This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you again to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 3, and today's devotion is titled, A Cheerful Disposition. A cheerful disposition. Our scripture memory for today, it comes from Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Yesterday we talked about the importance of getting up early and having that time with the Lord first thing so you can start off your day right. Today I want to talk about your attitude when you wake up. A lot of times I hear women say, well, I'm not a morning person. I have a hard time getting up. I'm grumpy in the morning. But is there really any excuse for having that kind of attitude in the morning? Just because you don't feel like getting up, or maybe you think you're a night person and mornings just aren't your thing. I remember when I was growing up, my mom, every single morning, didn't matter what had happened the day before, she'd always come in my room and wake me up with a bright good morning. She might sing to me. She always had a smile on her face. And that was a lesson that I took away when I left home, and I decided I wanted to be like that. I'm sure you've heard the saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And it really is true. Moms can create an atmosphere of joy in their homes, or they can create an atmosphere of unhappiness. I often tell my children that happiness is a choice. Things are going to happen in this life. Things that we can't control. Things are going to be done to us, or said to us, or maybe, you know, somebody is going to upset us. But where does our joy come from? Does it come from other people? Does it come from our circumstances? Does it come from our material possessions? Ultimately, none of those things can make us really, truly happy. True happiness, true joy is found in Jesus Christ. Have you ever known a grumpy Christian? You know, one of those people who comes to church and they're just sour. They never have a nice word to say about anything that happens in the church, that nobody can do anything right. Do you like being around that person? Hopefully you're not that person. I've known a number of people over the years who were grumpy Christians, and it's always amazed me because I don't understand how a Christian has any reason to be grumpy. Now, I'm not saying that bad things are never going to happen or that we shouldn't feel any emotion other than happiness. Of course, we're going to have grief, we're going to have sorrow, we're going to feel frustrated. We live in an imperfect world. Things are going to happen to us that, like I said, we can't control. But what do we choose to do with those circumstances? Do we choose to wallow in the grief? Or do we choose to give it to Christ? Let Him carry that burden. Let Him take the pain away. James 1:2 says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. Sometimes it seems really hard to think about counting it all joy, because life isn't perfect, and it's not going to be perfect until Jesus comes to take us home to heaven. Unfortunately, many Christian women find themselves unhappy. Our society has placed ideals in women's minds that caused them to feel dissatisfied with their lives. In fact, I remember a time back in 2007 when my mother-in-law broke her hip for the second time, and it was up to me to take care of her. And she had her son and her brother and her husband also living at home, and they were all not able to cook for themselves and that sort of thing. So I was responsible for for taking care of her household as well as mine. And at the time, I was already very overwhelmed. I was battling my own chronic illness. I was overwhelmed by housework and homeschooling and church work responsibilities that I had. We had other extended family members who seemed to need help a lot. And my time was just stretched so thin, I just couldn't imagine how in the world I was going to be able to take care of her and her and go down there and cook every day and provide the things that she needed because she wasn't able to get around. And but you know, God got me through that, and despite the difficulty of the situation, things did work out, and it didn't last forever, and I was able to put some things aside so that I didn't feel so overwhelmed. If you find you are sad and not sure why, ask God to lead you to peace in your heart. Sometimes our circumstances are not exactly the way we would like. Ask God for wisdom in dealing with your everyday circumstances. And choose to be happy. Don't allow other people, uncontrollable events, or a lack of material possessions influence your choice to be happy in the Lord. Have you ever seen a child who is terminally ill, or a person who is unable to care for themselves, who in all their pain and suffering still had joy in their hearts? You can be like that too. Philippians 4:11 says, "For I have learned to be content whatever the circumstance." Whether you wish the laundry would go away, or the bathrooms would clean themselves, or that your children would stop bickering, you can still be happy. It's a blessing to have clothing for your family. It is a blessing to have a home with indoor plumbing. It is a blessing to have children. Don't look at them like a curse. Choose to be happy. If there's chaos in your home, you as the wife and mother are responsible. Despite the chaos your husband may bring into the home, you have the power through Christ to change the lives of your family. It is up to you to determine a better life for them. Yelling, crying, frustration, irritation, anger, resentment, bitterness, depression, those things have no place in a Christian home. You may not be able to control your other family members' behavior, but you can represent Christ on a daily basis. And while there will be days when you do succumb to the pressures of life, with Christ by your side, you can have a happy home on most days. No one's perfect. I'm not perfect. None of us are going to be perfect until we get to heaven. But as we walk in faith and grow in faith, those days should become fewer and fewer. So remember, wake up early each morning and have your devotion. Give your day to the Lord. Ask Him to help you count your blessings each day and find joy. Greet your family with a smile, a hug, and a kiss. Aches and pains and hurting hearts should be taken to Jesus during your morning manna time. Don't take them to your family. Let them see your joy in the Lord, and they will begin to reflect the same cheerful spirit. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for your many blessings. So often we forget how blessed we truly are, and we wish things could be perfect. But Lord, even through trials, we can find a blessing. And Lord, I just pray that you will help us to see joy in each day so that we can reflect your love to our families at home. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, In Perfect Peace.